I want to bring in our first guest today. Exciting to have once again with us, our buddy Carla Walsh. She is a health blogger. She is a certified health education specialist. She's got one of the best blogs out there, healthfulbitesblog.com. She's now with Fitness Magazine as well, and we're excited to have her on the show today. Carla, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're really good. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different.
Why are you whispering?
I'm not whispering. Am I not loud enough?
No, it's sexy. It's a very sexy voice.
I know. She was trying for something.
Now that she's in New York, she has to.
Yeah, she's got
to
kind of glam it up a little.
You're actually supposed to be yelling a lot more, Carla. You're supposed to be like, hey, yo, hey.
I know. I find myself like angered very easily now just by being in the city for like 2 months. I walk behind slow people and I'm like, grr, go faster.
Yeah, they must love that in Iowa when you go back there.
I know, my New York rage.
Now, Carla, how have you adapted to being in New York? Has it been a challenge or have you been just taking it in like a fresh breath of air?
No, it's good. I mean, it's definitely very, very different lifestyle. Like, it's weird not to have a car, but it's nice to be able to walk everywhere. And there's just so many options of, like, workout classes to go to and restaurants to try that it's always something new and different, and I like that.
Yeah, it must be weird not to go from it if you've always had a car and then to be in that type of lifestyle where you don't just hop in a car and turn on the radio and go somewhere. That's kind of like independence in that car, you know?
Right. It's a little different because, yeah, you do kind of feel trapped at times when you're locked in the subway and it's like holding you under with traffic and stuff and you have more control when you're driving. But it's also just, you know, so much better for the environment and for yourself to walk around and your wallet because it's you don't have to pay for gas.
Lee, let's see how Carla is. She's thinking about the environment, too.
She's a giver.
She's always thinking about other people. And today you're actually thinking about us because you were doing something a little bit different today.
Yes. I thought that it would be fun to interview you guys, bring out my journalist-y side.
Wow.
And interview you guys about your book and your job.
Lee, we can actually sit back now and relax and let
this
Carla.
This is more stressful for me.
I feel so much more at ease. Wow, this is going to be great. So, well, go ahead, Carla. Whatever you want to ask
us. How much did you have to bribe people to get them to ask questions?
No, this will be so much fun. Okay, so the first question I have for you is, what is your most memorable show moment? I remember a couple shows ago you mentioned you've been doing it for about 5 years.
Yeah.
So you have to have some memorable moments.
I'll tell you, Lee, you want to go first or you want me to go?
You go.
I'll tell you, the highlight was when Jack Lane sung to us on the air. That was that was hysterical. And we were having a little bit of an audio. We didn't know if it was an audio problem or if Jack just couldn't hear anymore. But it was really just an honor to have him on our show and to talk to him. And he was a lot of fun. I also remember doing some heavy flirting with Jillian Michaels back in the day, Lee. Remember when, before she became
a
big superstar? This was early on.
We helped discover her and launch her.
Yes, that was one of my favorite moments.
What about when you were flirting with Susan Powder and she yelled at you and told you she was a lesbian and to leave her alone?
That's true. I didn't realize that. Lee had to fill me in that she was, you know.
That was one of my favorite moments.
Ladies, that was pretty funny, too. All good stuff. But you know what? We've interviewed lots of people, and the good thing about you know, the most memorable stuff is the stuff that you just don't know that's coming. You know, you just every time we do a show, we don't know what we're getting into. So it's that excitement of always, you know, it's that the art of doing what we do is every show is going to be unique and different, and that's always real exciting too.
Awesome. Anything you have to add, Lee?
Oh, I'm still part of this?
Of course.
Look, I'm just here to support the doctor. This is all about him.
No, it's not. The fat guy, he's really the nuts and bolts of this. He thinks he's in the back. You know, I got to tell you, Carla, when we're in the studio, though, he's doing always like 1,000 things. He's a very good multitasker. You know, he's writing. He's taking notes. He's looking at the computer. He's looking at his phone. He's always looking at his phone. That's another thing he does.
Because important things could be happening.
Right.
You're very plugged in, Lee.
Yes, I try to be.
So what has been your most embarrassing moment on the show? Do you remember any funny stories?
Not counting this one.
What's wrong with this?
What do you got, Lee? Embarrassing.
There's been so many of them. I mean, how many times do we mess up the name of the guests? How many times have we, you know, not knew what they were doing?
Well, the messing up of the names, it's always, you know, I always try to make sure that I have a conversation with the guest prior to the show.
But that's a recent development. In the past, that wasn't the case. The reason that that happens is because of the messing up of the name.
Right. I like to let that ride. I'll tell you what really stinks for me, and I stopped doing it, is that when we moved the studio to a different location, and for some reason we're in a much nicer place now. The only problem is that getting on the internet is much, much bigger hassle. We've got like firewalls, like it's like the Pentagon in this office. So sometimes I can't get on, you know, I can't pull up my show notes and I can't get on it. So I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what's going on. So I decided no more of that. I'm just going to print out everything and just have it printed and roll that way.
Very early days in the first location we're at, there would be situations where we
Tell the first story of the first show we ever did.
The first show we ever did. This is our, like, is this, like, we came up with the idea of Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. That was a, you know, kind of a funny name. And we thought, like, hey, let's see, we'll make a go of this. So we got the opportunity to do a show. The guy who ran the station on our very first show, and we had never done this before.
Right. We never did.
We had written our book, our first book, but we had never done a show before.
You Can't Lose Weight Alone?
Right.
The Part in the Power.
So we go in there and we're all nervous. We've got like 50 pages of notes and we'd never been in front of a microphone like this before.
Right. And we're just going, we're just doing it.
Right. So nobody coached us. There was no mentoring. It was just like, go ahead, here, this is your first day. So we get in there and the guy who owns the station, he goes, if you guys suck, this is it. You're out of here.
We're just about to go on air.
It's like, go.
We're just about to go on air. And he's like, if you guys suck, that's it. I hope you guys don't suck.
Wow, that's a vote of confidence.
And then he's like, go. Okay, yeah. Start the show. Be funny.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's see what this is like. And,
oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. But, you know, sometimes we've had, you know, Lee and I are not the most technology spunky guys, and we live in this world of technology. So if the soundboard, something happens to it, we're like,
we're dead in the water.
Let's hit this button. Let's see if we do this. So yeah, that's embarrassing that we don't know how to, you know, work a lot of the equipment that we own.
It just gives you a special kind of charm.
Yes, right?
That's the way we look at
it. Character, charm. Exactly.
So if someone was on the fence about checking out your new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids, what would you tell them?
I would ask them the weight of their child.
Oh.
That's all I would say. How much your kid weigh?
How much does your kid weigh?
Yeah, I think it's worth the $10 for the book there.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Well, listen, I think the thing that you'll find in the book is that there's some good information, but I think it's also in each chapter there's a little zinger that I think would make you laugh that we put in that kind of summarizes what we think people should be doing, you know, with that particular activity. And with Lee's wit and humor in there, I think it's really it makes it real fun. And I think also too, you know, based on a lot of the anecdotes from some of the celebrities that we've had that have written there, what it was like for them to grow up and for them to be children, I think you might find your own childhood in some of those anecdotes. You may find a lot of similarities between a lot of other people. And now that times have changed so much, it's very difficult to capture the spirit of growing up and being active, you know, like when Lee and I were. The universe has changed. I mean,
right.
You know, the world is a different world now.
And we have, I mean, we had a lot of our past guests contribute. I mean, we have Wayne Westcott, who's the, you know, one of the leaders in strength training and textbooks on strength training. We had Matt Britzke, your buddy from Princeton.
Yes.
Got the
Rutgers, really.
Fred DeVito, the Exhale Spa people, Jennifer Gallardi.
Yes. We have, who else? Do we have Kathy Smith in there?
We have, remember the Miss Ethiopia?
Yes, Miss Ethiopia is in there. Absolutely. We have a lot of people who have talked a little bit about their...
Nikki Miko.
Yes, the senior editor for the Eating Well magazine, Martin Montenegro from...
Dick Hoyt, remember him? That was one of your favorite guests.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of things in there that I think you'll see a lot of commonality. And also, I think it's very motivating to look at it and go, I need to get my kid active.
And Kathy Smith, and I could be our guest today, right?
Right, I could be a part of that, too.
Exactly. What were your guys' favorite games as a kid, or how did you stay active?
this is it. Go ahead.
No, you go.
You know what? Favorite games. I can remember one of my favorite things was Ring Alario. I guess this was like either like a capture the flag offshoot, but I can remember we'd have 30 some odd kids playing, and a couple of people's houses were the bases. And I can remember literally hiding up in a tree, like 20 feet up in the air. I thought it was the most brilliant hiding place, you know, because it was the pine trees. You really couldn't see anyone, and yet you could look out and see what was going on. So that was one of my favorites of all time. But, you know, really growing up, it was really – the thing that was so wonderful about it is that each the change of seasons brought the different sports as well. You know, when it was started to get cooler, like this time of the year, we kind of switched over to football. When it was summertime out, you know, we played a lot of baseball and we played a lot of basketball. So there was always the change of seasons always brought on lots of different things. And we always congregated and we always organized. And we always did it in a way that we made the teams fair enough so that we had fun doing it. Like it was never fun if you created teams and it was always a blowout. Mm-hmm. So we always were able to create something. And that turned out to be really really a lot of fun. Lee, what about you?
I grew up in Miami, Florida, and so it's perfectly flat and it's 80 degrees year round. So I had a different experience. But we were growing up, we were allowed to just go out. Like it was expected that your parents just said go out and then you'd come back for dinner time. So we used to have football games all the time. I can't even imagine this happening now. We would paint the street with spray paint, a whole football field down the street.
You know? Awesome.
And like, you know, nobody cared. Like the neighbors weren't. Right. Like, can you imagine nowadays in one of these neighborhoods? Right. Like, what are you doing? I'm painting. That's a 10-yard line.
Not,
you
know, not chalk, Carla.
Right.
This
we
is
would paint. Because chalk was too much of a pain. You'd have to do it every day. Because it rained every afternoon.
Right.
So we painted on the street and we'd play these games, you know, for hours and hours and hours. And it's the same experience where we didn't need an adult to make the teams fair. We didn't need a coach. You know, can you imagine a coach?
Right.
I mean, the right now the kids are so it's so structured.
It's
every
stifling
single thing.
The amount of
they have no idea how to make a team. They don't know how to pick teams. They don't know how to make it fair. Remember in baseball, you used to grab the bat and the other guy grabbed the bat. And you'd
right,
work your way up.
Right. Right.
You think kids know how to do that?
Right. And then the other thing, Carla, too, is that you know it's stifling. And you think that with all the technology that we'd be able to let go a little bit more of children and let them experience more because we can keep track of them easily. But that's not the case. I mean. You know, parents are—they just do not want to let their kid out of their sight for 1 second because bad things may
right.
happen, and
it's
because
like,
of the media has portrayed.
Right. That's why I like Lenore. You know, she was a guest. Lenore, what's her name? Scanazzi.
Yeah.
And who let her kid go on the subway in New York? Now that you live there, Carly, you can imagine how you know. Imagine your mm-hmm. kid. You grow up there your whole life. The kid was like 10 years old, and the kid's like, "Oh, I can do it. I can do it." And the parent gives the kid money to do it, and. You know, she writes about it because she's a blogger and journalist. And then they just ream her. They just shred it, telling her that she's an unfit parent. I mean, come on. You've been in the
right.
subways. The subways are perfectly fine if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. So, those are the things that I think need to, you know, I think we need to make sure that we give our kids more of a leash.
More room.
More room. And also they need to experience what it's like to do these things.
Independent thinking.
To be independent, yes, Graham. Absolutely.
Okay, so I have the quintessential Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy show question for you. Where do you see the radio show and the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy empire going in the future?
The empire, Lee.
It'll be the Carla Walsh empire. And we're going to be working for you.
Doubt it.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. We love doing what we do. We love doing the show, whether it's, you know, whether it stays like it is or whether we become, you know, major TV stars and huge celebrities, Lee, where we walk the red carpet of events and do movies and all that stuff. We'll still be doing this.
We'll be regular guys just doing this.
Yeah, we'll still be regular guys. It's, you know, we want to venture into, obviously we'd love to have a bigger audience. We'd love to get into doing a little bit of TV, but we love writing books.
We want to do events.
We love doing events. We love going out and doing fitness expos and speaking out in the public. And we want to continue doing that and keep growing the show. And maybe, I don't know, what do you think, Lee? We should have a swimming pool a jacuzzi in the studio at some time. If we can grow that big, that would be great.
Well, if we could just have stand-up desks for you.
Stand-up desks for me. Because, you know, Carl, I'm opposed to sitting now. I don't want anyone sitting anymore.
That sounds nice. I know that you like rigged up your own desk. Is it still working or did it fall apart? Hopefully not.
Yeah, no, I have a treadmill in the other room and I got to move it into my office. It's just a pain, but I'm standing up more for sure now. I took the chair out of my office.
Carla, at Fitness Magazine, do they have stand-up desks?
They don't really have stand-up desks, but sometimes when I get sick of sitting, I go find a desk that's like tall and do my work there. So
what about Trek
desks?
You
create your own stand-up desk.
They have treadmill desks there?
Did Trek desks come into you guys yet and supply Trek desks with everyone? That should take place pretty soon.
We would love that. We actually tried it for one of our past Survival of the Fit test columns where we test out different
products.
Like goofy fitness products or new fitness finds, and we really liked it, but I don't think we got to keep it in the office. We just don't have enough room, sadly.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of space, especially with that and the treadmill. Takes up a lot of room to facilitate that. But, yeah, great product, though. Really good product.
Yeah. So do you guys have another book in the works?
Huh. Another book?
Another book.
Yes, I know your one's coming out, and I'm just putting the cart before the horse. But
we'll probably have an idea. We'll probably come up with something.
We're mercenaries. Do you have an idea?
We probably have another one in us somewhere. This one actually, believe it or not, we wrote this book. We
wrote the guts of this book driving to the Eating Well headquarters from New Jersey.
Oh. Yeah, we spent a good 6-7 hours in a car one day, and
we outlined the whole thing.
We brainstormed and outlined it, and pretty much it was more than 35, right, Lee? We had more than 35. We had more than 35, but we came up with a whole bunch of ideas, and really, the thing that I for anybody that's interested in writing a book out there, I think the task of doing one seems so daunting and such overwhelming. I think one of the things that Lee and I are good at is we're good at breaking it down and going from the big picture and to doing it to its little parts, and then before you know it, you have a full book.
Yeah, we have a good system now.
We have a good system now. And whereas Lee did most of the writing in the first book, I actually did a lot of writing in the second book. Wouldn't you say, Lee?
You did the bulk of it.
But we're a good team.
You're ready to knock out another one, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's down to a science.
Well, you have any ideas?
Yeah. I
don't know.
We just need a good... We need a good opening, a good riff, something that's good,
the hook.
You know,
we need the hook.
We need a
the
good hook.
The hook of the book.
Yes, we got that. We'll come up with another book. But yeah, 35 things to raise active to know to raise active kids.
Yeah, that wasn't our title.
That's that seems a little cumbersome. We like it a little simpler, right?
Yeah, active kids raise active kids.
35 things to know is a lot. So
that's okay. It sounds great, though.
Well, cool.
Yes.
Any more questions, Carl? You got anything else?
Okay, one last question.
This is it, the last question. Go ahead.
Who would be your dream interview subject if you could interview anyone on the show?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, Dr. Fitness always likes Richard Simmons.
That's Richard Simmons. That's your dream. You mean in the fitness world or anybody in the world? In the fitness realm?
Of course.
Anybody
in
the world.
Well, then it's Springsteen.
They would be on your show, so.
Yeah.
It's either Springsteen or Richard Simmons. It's a flip a coin.
It's not Richard Simmons making that up. Who would yours be, Lee?
Fitness-wise? I don't know. We probably hit everybody fitness-wise.
No, we haven't hit anybody. We haven't hit
that I care about.
Jacqueline was really cool. Denise Austin is always a lot of fun to have on the show. Coming up, our next guest today, Kathy Smith,
you know what,
is
the Body by Jake guy?
Oh, yeah, Jake Seinfeld. We haven't had him on the show. He would be interesting to have. He was one of the original.
Have Bob Harper, though. He's my favorite.
Bob Harper was great.
Exciting.
Yes, he was really good. Lots of energy. We haven't had Tony Little. That guy kind of scares me a little bit. I like to have him.
Billy
like
Blanks. Maybe do a special, him and Billy Blanks.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, like the fitness stars of the 90s.
The infomercial people.
Edition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But it'll be interesting to see who pops up in the next 5 to 10 years, who's going to be the next breakout star there as well. So, Carla, we really appreciate you coming on today and putting the spotlight on us and our new book.
Happy to. It was so fun.
Thank you so much. And we look forward to catching up with you in the upcoming months as well. Thanks once again. And your blog is healthfulbitesblog.com. Everybody has to go check it out today.
Sounds great. I'm going to go check out your book now.
All right, Carla. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
That's Carla Walsh with Fitness Magazine, also healthfulbitesblog.com. Check out that blog. Also, when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our Facebook page. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids, and lots of other good stuff, lots of fun stuff on there as well, lots of great past interviews as well.